second king.
Oh, okay, right. Wheat's tied up into a what?
Hmm.
What do you tie, what do you call it when you tie wheat up?
Oh, bone.
Okay.
Or sheaf.
And then those bundles or sheaves you pile into a
stack.
Is there a certain number of sheaves that have to be in a stack?
No, you just make it to sort of hold together, and you try to stack it so that the water would run off.
Okay.
When it rained.
If you were going to describe how much, say, wheat you raised to an acre, you might say, well, this year we got 30.
30 bushels per acre.
Yeah. What do you have to do to oats to separate grain from the rest of it?
Oats?
Mm-hmm. Or I guess maybe you do something to wheat, too.
Thresh it, yeah, you mean? Right. It really should be thresh, but everybody says thrash.
Is it thresh? Boy, is it spelled?
T-H-R-E-S-H.
Hmm. I didn't know that. If you and somebody else had to do a job, and say a chairman of a committee had designated you and a certain other lady to do something, then if you had to be the one to tell the other woman that y'all had been designated, you might say, well, you and
Ruth can help me.
Okay, but if you were speaking to the lady that was going to be helping you, you'd say, you know, you and have you to do the job.
You and I will have to do the job.
And then if you were telling somebody else about it, you'd say, the job is for
Ruth and I.
Okay.
No, for Ruth and me.
Well, I'd say I too.
Well, you use a me after
a
four.
Yeah, right. When you're answering the telephone, somebody says, can I speak to Miss Hicks? You say, what do you answer?
This is she.
And if you were going to, instead of saying this is she, if you were going to say it's?
Miss Hicks.
If you were comparing my height to yours, you'd say that.
You're taller than I.
Okay. A little bit.
Quite a bit.
And then if you were describing it from your side, if you said, you're taller than I, then you'd say,
lower than you.
Okay. And if I was comparing how well you can cook as opposed to me, I would say, you can do it better than
I.
Right.
However, that would not be true.
Oh, but it would. And I've got to get that roll recipe someday. Because those are the best ones I've ever had. If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is
my limit.
Okay. If something belongs to you, you'd say
it is mine.
And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say
it is yours and mine.
Okay. And if it belongs to them, you'd say
it is theirs and mine.
And to him,
it would be his and mine.
And to her,
it would